took a riverboat to Baba Hoya, swinging in hammocks, sipping brandy, watching the jungle slide by. Springs, moss, beautiful clear streams, and trees up to 200 feet high. From Baba Hoya, they took a bus over the Andes to Ambato. A cold, jolting 14-hour ride. They stopped for a snack of chickpeas at a hut at the top of the mountain pass. Far above the tree line, several guinea pigs were squeaking and scurrying along the dirt floor of the hut. They passed the snow-covered peaks of Chimborazo. Cold in the moonlight and the constant wind of the high Andes. From Ambato to Puyo, along the edge of a gorge 1,000 feet deep. Several times the bus stopped to remove large stones that had slid down onto the road. Lee talked to a Dutchman named Sawyer who was farming near Puyo. Sawyer told him of an American botanist living in the jungle a few hours out of Puyo.
He is trying to develop some medicine, I forget the name. If he succeeds in concentrating this medicine, he says he will make a fortune.
I am interested in medicinal plants, I must pay him a visit.
But take along some flour or tea or something. They have nothing out there.
Botanist, what a break. We will go tomorrow.
This booze is heavy, and the bottle's got like sharp edges. Why don't we leave it here?
We'll have to loosen his tongue.
We can hardly pretend we just happened by. How are you going to explain our visit?
I will think of something. Best tell him right out, I want to score for Yage. I figure maybe there's a buck in it for both of us. According to what I hear, he was flat on his ass. And Jean, for the love of Christ, when we do overhaul this character, please don't say Dr. Cotter, I presume.